catch them in the pasture, run them in the pen, work them on the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddle Brock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
Man, every time I see that intro, I always forget what photos are in there from around the world. Always good stuff, always good stuff. We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got some interesting stories for you we're going to get to in the cattle world and the cattle news stuff happening. We're going to get to that. Some rodeo news is going down in Cowtown. We got some stuff coming up in May. You're going to want to check out. The PBR has got a Amazon Prime movie deal they're working on. We'll throw that trailer at you. What are you watching on Netflix? We got that for you. We're going to talk about that. What's going on in the world? We'll do that. And those wondering where I've been for the last month or so, we'll get into that. We've been down in Austin working on the new series of Walker. It's wrapped up, but the episodes are still out there. The season hasn't finished on TV yet, so you'll be able to check that out. If you watch it, don't, because you'll see me there. So that's coming up. We got some giveaways coming up on the next one, some Yellowstone stuff. And we've also got a guest from across the pond, since we enjoy that so much. We've got a guest from over there who is planning to make a trip to the US of A soon. So we're going to talk to him and see what plans he has, what his ideas have, and what he's looking forward to, not looking forward to as far as making that trip, because it is a long flight. So let's see what we got. Josh, what is going on? How you doing?
Hello, it's great to meet you, man. How you doing?
Man, we're doing great over here in Dallas, Texas. So tell us a little bit about what you do over there, and then we'll jump into your future travel plans.
Oh, so I'm in the UK. I'm a content creator on TikTok mainly. Yeah, most of my stuff is reacting British to American culture. And now I'm finally coming to America. I'm excited. I'm coming to your home, Texas, and I've heard a lot about Texas. It's making me nervous.
So when you come over, where are you coming? Where are you going to land? Where are you landing when you come?
We're landing in South Carolina. We've got a week shoot there, and then we are heading to Florida, which is about an 8-hour drive, and then it's just straight to Texas.
What are you looking forward to most? Is this gonna be your first trip to America?
First ever trip to America. For me, I just think it's going to be, I need to make sure that I just embrace it all, man. I just want to go out there. The culture is going to be so different. And I know I've been told each state is like its own country. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been told. So it's like, you're going to be surprised. Even the small towns you go to, the big states. I'm really, really excited. I'm excited to see the reaction to, a British person out there. I don't know. It might be a bad reaction. It might be a good. I don't know. I'm just excited to just embrace it all.
Oh, it'll be a good it'll be a good reaction. It'll be a warm welcome. I tell you that. So, you're coming here.
I just want you guys to know that I ain't trying to do what we did in the 1700s. I ain't going over there to invade yet. I just want a good time. I ain't going to turn up in the red coat. I'm just turning up to have a good time.
Right. Okay. No, it'll be a good time. So if you're coming soon this month, you're right in a good time, because if you wait till about June, it's going to be about 100 degrees every day.
You're going to have to convert that to Celsius, man.
So Celsius, 100 degrees is. Okay, so 23 is about 80 degrees, so probably like 40 degrees Celsius, I guess, something like that.
That sounds like it's hot.
It's hot.
We actually had a 40 Celsius summer once, and yeah. I'm not joking when I say this. People were literally like dying. It was rough.
Yeah,
the country could deal with it. Like roads were shutting down. So,
you're 40 degrees.
America.
I remember that 40 degree heat wave you had. So, Now that you say that, I remember, so 40, so in Texas in the summer, Celsius is going to be about 50.
I ain't surviving.
Because when we go...
Hey, look, I got to get myself one of them hats that you're wearing. I'm not even joking.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to get a cowboy hat when you come. When you come to Texas, you need to get a hat, and you need to go to the rodeo. You need to go to a rodeo and catch it, you know, live in person.
Listen, I'm really excited. People have told me what to do there, what not to do there. Some guys kindly said, look, I'll give you my free soccer tickets to a football game. I was like, amazing. It's really nice because I feel like a lot of people have reached out because they genuinely want me to have a good time. Like, there's a guy when I'm in Florida said, look, we'll sort you out some Disneyland tickets. Some guy's taking a shark fishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady who's going to get to zip line over alligators. So I'm diving head first.
Right. So when you're going to land up there, in South Carolina, so you're going to be in the South most of the time, which that's good. You don't want to go too far up in the continent. So when you get down, you're going to drive all the way? You're going to fly? You're going to fly drive? Or how are you going to do that?
We're trying to work out what we want to do. I mean, I personally would like to drive, but us Brits aren't used to... Look, you guys... What is it, like 36 hours across Texas? Is that right?
It's like 14 hours.
Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
The UK, you can... So the UK is made up of four countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get from the bottom of the UK to the top in 8 hours. So you're talking about states. I'm talking about countries.
Yeah.
People will never do that. So the fact I would have to try double that is it's pretty insane. But we'll see.
Yeah. And that's... It was weird when we went... We've been over there... probably three times now, and that's what we do is we'll rent a car and we'll drive all the way to the top, all the way. And we talk to people like, you're driving all the way? I'm like, yeah, this is nothing for us. We, you know, drive all the time.
What's the longest drive you've done?
Over there or over here?
In America.
I had to go from Houston to El Paso one time, and it was, I think, maybe 9-10 hours one way.
That genuinely makes it feel sick.
there's a lot to see. There's a lot of stuff to see. There's a lot to see. So you'll have a good time. You'll see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, man. I really am excited. Like, genuinely, really excited. But you guys, you don't make it easy to get in your country. Wow, you guys are very meticulous in what you have to have and what you have to do, visas and whatnot. It's not easy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So when you come in, so you're going to come in and, man, I'm trying to think. Florida, Disneyland, that's, you know, that's a good trip. Florida.
I mean, we want to try and do as much Florida as possible because I feel like Florida is, it's like a, I've heard a lot about Florida and I feel like there's a lot to experience in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'm desperate to see an absolute alligator walking around. I see that. My trip's made.
Yeah.
I want to see it, but on its own.
Oh, you'll see a lot. You'll see a lot in Florida. And if you, wherever you're staying at in Florida, if you do go outside at night, make sure you got plenty of lights because there's liable to be just walking around the parking lot or down the road.
See, I mean, I've heard about the iguanas as well.
They're just as scary as the alligators.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about the iguanas, man. The epidemic of, the pandemic of... iguanas.
Yeah. Yep. So I did see, you know, some of your videos and the stuff you're getting. So as far as your content going, as far as, you know, talking about your trip and things and talking with the different people from the States and getting comments and things, how's the reaction been to a lot of those folks that do, you know, drop the comments and try to give you tips and ideas?
Yeah, my audience is very, like, they love to engage and they love to send me different things. I've recently started just replying to the comments of people and they love it. They love it. And obviously, the more they engage, the more ideas I get because they're going to give me an honest comment because they literally live in America. So, yeah, I'm very lucky to have, like, following where they engage a lot.
Okay. All right. So you plan on dropping here, I guess, next week?
Well, yeah, we're dropping into South Carolina. We've got a week there, and then we're heading to Florida, and then it's just straight through to Texas. I want to experience it all. I want to ride a horse, Pepper. I can't lie to you. I want to get on a horse.
Okay.
I've never been on one. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a little pony. I want to look like, I want to feel like I'm Clint Eastwood.
Okay, if you come to Texas, and if you come to Fort Worth, that's one of the places that you're going to want to go. If you're going to hit anywhere in Texas, you want to go to Fort Worth, you want to go to the Stockyards. The Stockyards is all walking around. You've got bars up and down every street. You've got the rodeo right there, and then you've got horses you can ride, and you can ride the horses through the town.
You've sold it to me. As soon as you said land and horses, I'm there.
That's it.
I want to have the long bit of corn in my mouth. I want to have the hat on. I want to have the little, what's the little things on the back of cowboy boots? They're like little cogs. What are they?
The spurs. What? Spurs.
Yeah, I want that. I want it all, man. Yeah. I want the bandana.
Right. That's where you get it. Fort Worth, Texas. You've got to go to Fort Worth, Texas.
I'll check it out.
Stockyards, Fort Worth. Google it, look it up. That is where you want to go. Well, I tell you what, I know it's late over there, Josh. So we're gonna let you get back to it. I'm sure you're ready to go to bed. Now, for the folks out there watching that want to check out and follow your travels, where do they need to go to follow you?
I'm Josh from England too on all platforms. If you want to see a British guy lose his mind in America, that's where you'll find me. And I appreciate you guys having me on. It means the world.
Thank you. We look forward to following your journey.
Thank you very much, Pepper. All the best.
Thank you. All right. Check him out. Be sure and follow his stuff and check it out because, man, he's got some good stuff. And I got the other live feed going over here. There's some comments dropping in. Yes, he is coming to Texas. I think I've got him sold on coming to the Stockyards in Fort Worth because he wants to go to the rodeo. He wants to get a hat, some spurs, and ride a horse, and that's where he's going to do it. So follow him on his social media platforms, as he said, and, man, follow his journey. It's going to be wild. All I can say is it's going to be wild. That's going to be some crazy stuff going on. So we did talk about the PBR. We talked about Fort Worth. Take a little gander at this spot from the PBR, and then we'll come back and talk about more stuff.
8 seconds. They're earned the hard way. Mortal men have been riding bulls for generations. PBR cowboys, well, they're a different breed, and they're battling bulls that are stronger and faster than their predecessors. The stakes are high in the quest for a gold buckle. Be there to witness history. This is the 30th anniversary of the coolest thing on earth, the PBR World Finals.
May 12th through the 14th at Dickies Arena. Tickets now at PBR.com and Ticketmaster.
So check it out, the PBR World Finals, Fort Worth, Texas. That is where you want to go catch all the rodeo action over there. So good stuff happening. I don't know. What did we talk about? What did we even talk about? I don't even know what happened. I was having a good time talking to Josh about stuff because, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, I'm trying to think. So the first time we went over to England, over to London and looking at stuff, I'm trying to think of what all we've seen. And it was such a difference. You know, we got there. The biggest thing I remember is, for one, I took too heavy of a suitcase. Never pack a whole bunch of stuff. Take like one pair of pants and a few shirts. That's it. Find a place to wash them and quit carrying a bunch of crap. Because we were there for nearly a month, so we had like a month worth of clothes. And so we flew in on the airplane, got on the tube, took the tube down to London, got out, carried our suitcases up 20 flights of stairs, it seemed like, to the road. And then we drug our suitcases through London like 10 blocks to the hotel. Once you get to the hotel, also, everything there is old as in the old days. So all the rooms are upstairs. So then you drag your suitcases upstairs again, up to your room. And we were in each hotel we were at, we were only there like 2 days. So every 2 days, packing up and going to another place, jumping in the car, as they say, driving around, which we didn't mind it because driving around over there was fine. I only drove on the wrong side once, and then I fixed it. Although when I did come back, I did drive on the wrong side over here for a little bit. It was kind of weird, but I was just so used to it. I was like, man, I got a ticket from the tollway over there, whatever the toll thing is they have over there. I got a ticket. Going too fast. I got a ticket. They sent it to the rental car company, and the rental car company sent it to me. I was like, oops. I also got a parking ticket one time. That was weird. Parked where you're not supposed to. But hey, I didn't know. It's like, sorry, man, not from here. I don't know what's happening over here. I don't know what is going on. So, I don't know. Y'all follow him and check it out. It's going to be good stuff. Let's see what we got. What are we talking about? Walker, Texas Ranger. Check it out. The season's not over. I don't know. People are asking me, Chuck Norris's Walker and the new Walker is not the same. I mean, it's totally different. The old Walker from the old days, what, 80s, 90s, or whatever it was, 90s, I think, was more action-packed, and the new Walker is more drama. It's more of a drama show than an action-packed show, so it is a little different. It was fun to work on. It was a good time. We had a good time down there working with those guys. So, I don't know. Keep your eyes out for the remainder of Walker, and you'll see. I think in earlier seasons, I played a ranger, which would be hard to find me because they shaved my face. But I played a ranger early on, and then these later episodes was a party person. We're at an event. I can't tell exactly what it is because it hadn't aired yet. But anyway, we're at a special event for some stuff that involved some stuff. So it's coming up. What else we got? Yellowstone Season 5 DVDs. Don't hate the messenger. Just enjoy the message. Season 5 DVDs are about to drop. And when they do, you're going to get them right here. We're going to giving some lucky winners Season 5 DVD of Yellowstone. And you can also find me there in Season 5. That was pretty fun working on that. It was good. Good stuff. What else do we have going on? Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. God, I don't know. All the dumb stuff we've talked about over the years. We've never been canceled yet. But it's coming, right? Being canceled is coming. I don't know why. I just feel it. Which would be a vacation for me. Or a holiday, as you say. Depending on where you're from. But anyway, I want to discuss something that's dumb that happened in the news. There was a video, I guess on the TikTok, that just popped out one day. And there was a person, it was a cross-dresser, that was drinking a beer. And people lost their minds. And I don't get it. I was like, what is happening here? So everybody got upset at a beer company because they paid somebody to do content, which that's what commercials are. Commercials are content. It's entertaining. That's what commercials do. I don't know why y'all so mad. So I don't know if you've seen this, but you got, who was it? Kid Rock got all upset, and then Travis Tritt started crying, and they're all like, it's about like Kid Rock said, this is my No Snowflakes tour. This is the unoffended tour. And then he saw a guy dressed as a girl drinking a beer, and then he started crying, and then blew up all his beer. I'm like, wait a minute. Who's the snowflake here? So I don't know. I don't get it. I think it's dumb because it is, I think Chris Rock mentioned it, what, selective outrage. People get selective outrage. They don't know what they don't know until they do, and then they throw a fit. And I'm just like, why? So you're mad at Anheuser-Busch, which owns a bunch of different other beer companies. So you're all mad at them because they advertise money with a cross-dresser. Okay, so you're mad at them. Then you get mad and go, I don't like that because they're making my beer different. Okay, and then they're like, I'm going to drink Coors. And you're like, okay, so Coors Light? Yeah, I'm going to drink Coors. It's the man's beer. Okay. And Molten Coors is the main sponsor for the Denver Pride Parade and has been for years. And then they're like, what? Oh, no, I can't drink that. I'm going to go drink a Miller Lite. Okay, well, Miller Lite has been a big sponsor of the International Gay Radio Association for years. So has Bud Light. They've been sponsors for years. So nobody's, it's nothing new. It's just for some reason in today's times, people get mad when they find out something they don't like. And I don't get it. If you're that upset about a specific product, then go home, get your little Google out, and look up all the products you use and start throwing them out. That's what you do. Stuff you already bought, you're throwing away. They're like, I don't care if you throw it away. You already paid for it. So you're throwing out crap you already bought. If you did that, you'd probably have nothing in your house. Think about that. Your iPhone, some of your clothes, the stuff in your house, your TVs, you'd throw all that stuff away. So selective outrage is hilarious. I enjoy it. It's entertaining to me. Chaos is fun. I like it. I think it's funny. So if you're ready to come at me and cancel me, go for it. And if you do come at me, you are paying for the dry cleaning because that is dumb. So we got some other stuff going on here. A movie's coming out. There is a movie coming out. Speaking of hang on, wait a minute. I got a question for you over there behind the stereo equipment stuff. Okay.
Little old me?
Yes, I got a question for you. All right. So I saw all this people getting mad about stuff and about the cross-dressing guy or whatever it was. I don't know. I don't know the difference in trans and cross-dressing. I don't know. When I was growing up, it was always cross-dressing, guys that wore women's clothes. I used to cross-dress. I used to get paid for it. Every Friday, Saturday night, I put on my little blue jean skirt, paint up my face, and Friday night, Saturday night, I'd go a couple hours, do my thing, and there you go. You know, being a rodeo clown was different back then. But anyway, my question for you is this, on this selective outreach thing. This guy, person, whatever, that is doing, got the advertising deal with the, that made all this controversy Bud Light. Mm-hmm. The question I have is, what is the woman's response to being the spokesperson for Tampax? How does that work?
For being the spokesperson?
Yes, they were paid. This guy, girl, was paid, a paid advertising spokes, whatever, for Tampax. And I'm like, I get the beer and the clothes and the Nike, but I'm like, and that? How can you be? You can't even use the product. So how can you talk about it?
First off, I'm taken aback right now. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yes.
It honestly kind of, it really does irritate me. Being a woman, like, how could they like put a tampon in their body? Honestly,
yeah.
How could they be, you know, that is weird.
You want to advertise products, at least leave the women's products to the women.
To us, yeah, exactly. I mean, am I going to be a spokesperson for like a balls razor?
Right.
No. I'm just saying, like, yeah. No. I know. Right. Or shaving my beard? I can't. I mean,
right.
That's not cool. That is weird. I don't like it.
Okay. I just wonder. Well, I've seen a lot of that on the social media side of stuff. Is the women saying, hey, I understand some of the stuff, but this, come on, guys. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a little extreme. That's kind of.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
To answer your question.
There we go. Cancel me now, internet. What else we got? Oh, speaking of being canceled. There is a movie coming out. I don't think there's not a trailer for it. I've got a story about it. There are some pictures, though. God, where is it? I know I got it somewhere. But there was, okay, maybe I don't have it. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, Mandalorian. The Pedro Pascal for The Mandalorian. He is starring in a new little indie film, a little short film, okay? And I'm reading this, guys. These are not my words. I'm reading the story, okay? Pedro Pascal has shared a bit about his experience working on the upcoming queer Western, Strange Way of Life, okay? It's directed by a gay Spanish director, Pedro Almodóvar. Dover. It's a 30-minute short film starring Pascal and Ethan Hawke as a gunslinger and a sheriff who reunite after decades apart. The director is saying this is his answer to Brokeback Mountain, which was fitting. The filmmaker was originally in talks to direct the 2005 film before passing on the project. So Strange Way of Life is officially premiering at this year's Fan Cannes Film Festival. But for those who are able to make the trek, Pascal has a tease for you. In the meantime, during a recent interview with Insider, he opened up about his experience of bringing the Western to life, praising his acclaimed director's approach. So, that is your answer to Brokeback Mountain. So, there you go. Everybody, Westerns are hot right now, and apparently so is man-on-man action. So, put those two together, and bam! 30-second Brokeback Mountain recap. Also, a fun fact. This old man, he's not much on the internet and using that, you know, he watches VHS tapes and stuff. So, you know, we're like, man, he just know cowboys. All he's done cowboys whole life, so he don't know much of anything else. Barely uses a cell phone. And so when Brokeback Mountain came out, it's like, hey, let's give him the DVD. I watched it. I mean, it was all right. There was some funny stuff that happened, which, I mean, that's to be with any movie. But anyway, so we gave him this movie. I said, hey, go check this Western now. It's pretty good. Go see. So he watched it. Went back a couple of days later, pick up the DVD. So what? Well, what'd you think? He says, man, that wasn't no dang Western. That was about sheep herders. And they just doing what sheep herders do. That was it. He just handed it back and went on. I was like, huh, all right. He's like, what? So that's it. That was his review. So I'm interested in this. I'll watch it. I'll watch this. I'm a friend to all alphabet people. As long as you're a consenting adult and you do whatever you want to do, you're a consenting adult, do it in the privacy of your own home, you don't make me watch it. Well, it depends on what you look like if I want to watch. But anyway, don't make me watch it, you know, but just do what you do. That's fine. Everybody just go on and do your own thing, right? I mean, I am a Gold Star lesbian, so, hey, I'm out there. What else do we have? Man, if we don't get canceled after this, I don't know what's going to happen. There's nothing, no way to come back from this. Women's Rodeo World Championship returns to Fort Worth in May. May 18th through 20th, the historic Cowtown Coliseum in Fort Worth, Texas. So go check that out. See what you think about that. Also, the PBR bull riding every Thursday night is going down over there at the Coliseum. And speaking of PBR, we got the trailer for the PBR movie The Ride that is going to be coming. I think it's an Amazon deal. Check this out and see if it's something that you want to see.
Bull riding the last gladiator sword.
You get on an animal that can kill you without even trying. It's like trying to control an explosion.
These guys have families, wives, and kids.
It's not a matter of death. It's a matter of when they're going to get hurt.
So there you go. Prime Video. Check that sucker out. Check it out. Also, speaking of rodeo stuff, there is a grand opening. We'll get to that grand opening of a Western store a little bit later. But speaking of Western stuff, there is a new music video out called Rodeo Money by Michaela Lane. So check this out. When we come back, we are going to talk about more stuff and try to get canceled before the show is over.
Dusty cowboys and rodeo money don't hang around long and they don't stay for nothing. I could probably be in love by now. I could find a place to settle down, but I can't. Cause
Cause I'm in love with all their rambling around. There ain't even any kind of town God made. Yeah, they're spinning, keeps them winning. And that road's got no end in. Dusty cowboys and rodeo money don't hang around long, they don't stay for nothing. Both ride away, yeah, they hit that highway running. Dusty cowboys and rodeo money. When that timer sounds and they meet the ground, and they don't make that short go round, and they're gone. Yeah, they burn the rest in gasoline, white lines and miles on to Abilene, chasing that adrenaline dream. Dusty cowboys and rodeo money don't hang around long, they don't stay for nothing. Both ride away, yeah, they hit that highway running. Dusty cowboys and rodeo money. I can't rope them, I can't hold them, I can't fancy them. They don't love me, they're both only addicted to. Again, dusty cowboys and rodeo money don't hang around long, and they don't stay for nothing. Both ride away, yeah, they hit that highway running. Dusty cowboys and rodeo money. Dusty cowboys.
I'm back, still here. Dang it! I don't know why they did that. What are we gonna talk about? Man, we got so much stupid stories to talk about. What I was gonna mention was Ranahan Custom and Awards. You've seen Holly Fermanhan on the show before. She was she jumped in the show a while back to talk about her stuff, and to we interviewed Forrey Smith. So that was a good time. This is her store that is going to have a grand opening on May 19th. It's in Mineola, Texas. If you look up Ranahan Custom and Awards on the Facebook, you'll find it. And then they're going to have a musician playing there, which is none other than Billy Joe Jones, which was our last musical guest on the show. So check it out. Go over there. They're going to have all kinds of Western stuff. You can order your awards and things there, and they're going to have some products in store for you to buy. If you want to know what products they are, you've got to get on the internet. Go look up Ranahan Customs and Awards. Check out their page. You'll find their group on the page that'll get you to the stuff. So check it out, and go over there and see what you need. Everybody needs something. Everybody is going to need something. I was going to tell a story. What was I going to tell a story about? I was going to talk about cows. That's what I was going to talk about. Talking about cow stuff. Man, have I been through the ringer on this bull. We went, and the bull that I've had for a couple of years, and we sold him, which I hadn't seen him in 6 months. He'd been down at the cousin's place breeding his cows. I hadn't seen him in 6 months or so. And then he sold him to a guy. And I went and purchased another bull. So I went and bought this little old bull, little Angus cross bull, which is Angus Corentate cross, which is good because I've got some short cows. So I got the little cows, so it works out good. And, man, I went and got this bull, picked him up, turned him in the lot. I put him in about a, I put all the cows and him in a little feedlot, I don't know, about a half acre trap, and fed him for about 3 or 4 days. And I said, man, that's good. Good deal. 3 or 4 days. He's mixed him with the cows. I know 4 or 5 of them are ready to breed back, so locked him up. 3 days. Turned him out. Did good. About a day, two. Then he was gone. Back across the fence, back to the cousin's place down the road. He's over there. Dang it. So go down there, fix the fence, bring him back. 2 days, he's gone again. Go down there, fix the fence, and bring him back. Well, this time when I fixed the fence, we went down there and cleared nearly all the fence out. Because the fence is old. It's probably a 200-year-old fence. So the fence is old. So we tightened up some stuff, put some stays in it, cleaned up a bunch of brush, put some stays, put some cedar stays, some wire twist stays, all that put in there. Brought him back. Gone again. I'm like, look, man, you're going to stay in or you're going to go somewhere else. So, I was like, leave him over there. Just leave him there. They were going to pick up their bull from the other place anyway to bring it in. So they were bringing in their other bull and some cows from their other pasture, and which would help because that would have had a bull out there anyway. So they go pick him up. I went down there, and we run electric fence all the way down both ways. Put up a big solar charger, and that was 2 weeks ago. He's still here. He hasn't left yet. He has not left. Man, that's a lot of work, though. I couldn't tell you how many briars that I ripped out with my hands. My hands are still all ripped up. But, man, cows are a pain in the butt. A big-time pain in the butt. Speaking of pain in the butt on your cows, I don't know if we want to get to the hairy cows or not. We may save that for next time, because I'm sure everybody's sitting around wondering why we haven't done these stupid stories yet. What is the biggest wiener you ever saw? Let's see that one. Man, Tex will be all over that. You know how many times he sends me a picture of him eating a sausage? Every time he eats a sausage? Serious. And I'm not talking about little sausages. I mean, he gets some big suckers on a stick. Oh, yeah. You should see what he does with those things. Anyway, the biggest wiener you ever saw. Now you can get married in the wiener. You can get married in this wiener. Look at that. Meat manufacturer Oscar Mayer announced its recognizable wienermobile being transformed into a Las Vegas chapel for 2 days of weddings. The hot dog-shaped vehicle will be parked outside the Little White Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas, April 15 and 16, for the wiener of love. That's what they called the event, the Wiener of Love event. That is, I don't know. I guess they missed our earlier segment. Couples who sign up for a time slot on OscarMayer.com will be treated to an all-expenses-paid wedding ceremony outside the Wienermobile and led by Oscar Mayer employee known as the Hot Doggers. Okay? Each ceremony features performances by a Wiener Whistle Quartet and serve up a wonderful odd wiener cake. In Las Vegas, I could have just imagined what that looks like. Spokesman Ed Rowland said Oscar Mayer receives thousands of requests every year for the Wienermobile to make a stop at their wedding. Who in the world is asking for the Wienermobile at their wedding? It's got to be those people that get married at Walmart. It's got to be those people. They're like, what? You know what's better than get married at Walmart? What? Getting married in a big wiener. So now, as more people seek stress-free ceremonies with their partners, or hot doggers are thrilled to reunite the joys with a special day. Give them a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Oh, my God.
It's a, you get a wedding through a pair of meat-colored glasses.
Imagine that. Oh, no.
All right, speaking of wiener boy, what else? Speaking of wiener, let's go wiener dogs. We got a dog. Florida. Florida man. Florida dog. Here we go. There is a Florida dog that is named the world's shortest dog at 3.59 inches. 3.59. Tiny dog right there. A Florida woman's pet Chihuahua was officially named the world's shortest dog living by Guinness World Records, the height of 3.59 inches. Pearl is a dog that belongs to an Orlando resident. Vanessa Selmer was officially measured by a veterinarian and confirmed to be the shortest dog living. Pearl's mother, or mother's sister, Miracle Millie, previously held the same record at 3.8. But Millie died in 2020 before Pearl was born. I wonder if they had COVID. They are blessed to have her, they said, and to have the unique opportunity to break a world record. The shortest dog ever, ever. We should have talked to Josh about this when we had him on. A dwarf Yorkshire Terrier owned by a British man, Arthur Maples, was measured at 2.8 inches before his death in 1945. So is that a micro dog? I don't know. That's a little bitty dog. At least it wasn't a wiener dog, because that would have been even weirder. What else we got weird? Detroit police want everybody wants to be a cowboy. Detroit police cowboy up to lasso a small horse wandering the street. The Detroit police had to call upon their inner cowboy abilities when an unusual pet was spotted roaming the streets. A small horse. Who writes these stories? I don't know. It's like they're like half serious and they're half trying to do a bit. The Detroit Police Department's second precinct said on Twitter, because that's what you do, officers responded to a call about a loose horse roaming the streets. On Tuesday, the officers summoned their inner cowboy abilities, then quickly corralled and lassoed the horse. The pony was taken to a safe space. Officers said they are now attempting to identify the owner of this equine. Oh, no. It gets worse. What do you call a horse that lives next door? A neighbor. Who writes this stuff? What in the world is going on? It's like they try to be half, they're like half serious, but then they also want to be funny sometimes. How about a Boston Transit? I said transit. I didn't say anything about beer. I said a transit. Boston Transit Police. Which, wait a minute. Transit. Is there like special police? Is there like transit police for the transit people and like normal police for normal? What is that? What does that mean? What's a transit police? They found Star Wars characters while responding to a gun call. Oh, transit, like public transit. Oh, now I get it. Transit police. I was like, it's 2023. There's a lot of weird words going around, so I didn't know. It's like special, you know. Did the police have, like, colored hair or something? I mean, I don't know what they're talking about. Now I know. Transit police responded to reports of a person with a long gun. The Wienermobile. At one of the busiest stations in the system, but instead found a man dressed as Boba Fett from Star Wars. Several Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority officers who were expecting to deal with a weapon situation arrived at the Back Bay, station, late Friday, only to find a person dressed as the iconic bounty hunter from the film. The person was carrying a replica weapon. Multiple transit units responded, and reports of a person armed with a rifle. The officer said the person was of character, blah, blah, blah. The costume was complete with a dark helmet, black non-transparent visor, and replica weapon. The agency quickly gave the all clear. Oh, there's an anime. Anime Boston is what's going on at the city's Heinz convention. Well, they got ketchup there. The event typically draws thousands of people in various sci-fi costumes. All I can say is you got to be careful. People in today's climate, in today's times, with guns and replica guns and fake guns, you just got to, because you don't know what anybody's thinking. And you've also got people out there with, I don't know if that's a concealed carry state over there or not, but you got people that conceal carry in different places. And there may be some that are not too keen on asking questions, and you may end up getting shot for nothing because some guy's playing Dirty Harry over there and he wants to be on the news for stopping a shooter. And you're just dressed up in sci-fi going to a furry convention. And they're like, what is going on? I wonder, do the furry people go to the sci-fi Star Wars conventions? Huh. I want to see somebody go to one of those and just one of those tails. That would be hilarious. He cleaned up on all four. What else do we have? What do we got? How much time we got left? Are we out of time already? Wow, that's way too much time to kill. Let's kill it this way. Let's go to Jamaica. Jamaica Man. They got a bobsled team. I saw that movie one time. The Jamaican bobsled team. You ever seen that? They had a Jamaican bobsled team. They made it to the Olympics. I don't know. Maybe 80s, 90s? Jamaican bobsled team. They made a bobsled deal in Jamaica. And they practiced and then ended up in the Olympics in the bobsled. And they made a movie. Speaking of movies, Waco. I watched another Waco. It was even better than the movie, because it had more of the crazy people that were there. And some of the people they talked to seem like they're still a little loopy in the head. Yes. I was like, what in the world? That's the kind that old Tex needs. He can start his own cult with people like that. And he could even have the Wienermobile. They could ride around in it. A message in a bottle floats from Jamaica to a Texas beach. I said beach, guys. A nonprofit doing a beach survey in Texas found a message in a bottle that had been launched by a vacationer in Jamaica several months earlier. That's not even very long. I want one that's like 100 years old. Like talking about a couple months ago. Let's see. Mission Aransas Reserve is a bunch of scientists and educators that wander around looking at water and stuff. They were conducting a beach survey, probably picking up trash on Padre Island. And they found a bottle. See, the first to be detailed was written by Maddie Whalen, probably Morgan Whalen's. Recent high school graduate from Kansas City, Missouri. The letter dated June 13 of 2022. So they were vacationing in Jamaica with two friends, and they launched the bottle. I wish I had some good secrets or something to share, but I don't. I wonder where this letter will go. It went to Texas and became more trash on the beach. They had a second message in the bottle, but they will not tell you till next week. That's what they said. Let's see if I can run through this stuff pretty quick. We didn't do a lot of cow stuff. We got the early weaning. I'll probably save that. We'll save the early weaning stuff and the hair shedding climate cattle stuff for next time. What I do want to talk about is, what are you watching on Netflix? There is a show I just finished. I think there may be 8 or 10 episodes of this show. And it's called Beef. And it's not cows. It's not a cow show. It's not a Western. There's no mountains. Oh, what crap. There is mountains. Sorry. Yes, there is mountains. I told you wrong. So this show is called Beef. And I guess the best I can say is revenge is best served raw. This is the official trailer for Beef, starring Steven Yeun and Ali Wong. And it premiered in April, which is this month, on the Netflix. It's about a road rage incident gone way too far. And man, it's good stuff, so you need to check it out.
Amy, are you okay?
Yep.
I've been hustling my whole life.
And look where it's gotten me.
That I'd love to get back to. I'm gonna find you and take what little you have.
You're just a suburban housewife, and now you're stuck in a life you never wanted.
You have this serene Zen Buddhist thing going on.
Hey.
I'm a dangerous guy. So stop messing with me and leave me alone, or else.
I would love to let this go, but actions have consequences.
I just can't understand what those people are so angry about.
Bitch-ass handyman pissing on my hardwood floor? This is European. Oh, mother...
Found ways to manage my stress.
You're born, make choices, and suddenly you're here.
This is fun.
Maybe we're not normal.
Maybe normal people are just delusional.
You started this.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the one who backed into me like a psycho.
You're the one that flipped me off all roided out and sh-
Are you guys leaving, or are you just gonna sit there?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Say it again! I dare you to say it again!
Oh, man. Watch it. It takes a dark turn, but it's good stuff. It's good. It's a good show to check out. Check it out. Speaking of shows, we got one more show we'll leave you with, and it's called Vengeance is a Mother. After years of hiding out in the Alaskan wilderness, a deadly assassin returns to rescue the daughter she loved from afar. This Mother's Day, watch The Mother, starring Jenny from the Block and a few other folks, dropping on May the 12th. So check this out, and then I'm out of here.
Where's my baby? You wasted FBI time trying to cut a deal for yourself, and seven agents were killed. This conversation now takes place on our terms. Adrian Lavelle and Hector Alvarez are still out there. You and I both know the only way you protect that child is to disappear.
And if I don't?
They'll find you. Both of you.
You just gonna vanish?
You put her with good people. Keep her safe. If there's trouble, let me know.
You must have known I'd find her.
The secret's out.
What do they want?
Revenge. They're using her to get to me.
What's your plan?
She needs protection right now.
Who are you?
From here on, you do everything I say.
You're driving.
I'm 12.
Let's go. I hate it here. I want to go home.
Not till you know how to survive. Everything it takes.
You're scaring me.
Every time I look at you, I'm scared.
Look at the mess you made.
You're not getting away this time.
You burned down our entire world for her.
Yes. I'm a killer. But I'm also a mother.